He was grinning.
Well, here we are. Can you smell the ocean breeze?
I sniffed the air and, maybe it did smell a bit like the ocean.
And see those palm trees over there?
I squinted into the dark distance. Oh, yes. Is that where the monkeys stay?
Yep, that's the place. Pretty, isn't it?
Well, it's awfully dark, Drover.
Yeah, 'cause we're below the equator and the sun's left-handed.
What? Never mind, skip it. We've got business to discuss. I told him the story of the poor little cobbler and how I had helped him in his efforts to support his family. He was so moved he broke into tears. Drover did, not the cobbler. The cobbler was gone, see, and... skip it. Drover broke into tears.
Gosh, that's one of the saddest stories I ever heard. I hope his kidneys hold out till they find the cure.
Yes, we can always hope, but it was his heart. He's got a heart condition.
I thought you said kidneys.
Whatever. But the point is that I ended my mission with a good deed. And Drover, when we can solve a case and help someone at the same time, well, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Gosh, how sweet.
Yes, indeed. My eyes prowled the gloomy darkness. Drover, are you sure you saw some monkeys?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. They were in those palm trees right over there.
This is very strange. One more question. Did those monkeys remind you of anyone we know?
Well, let me think here. They reminded me of me. Is that the right answer?
It took me a moment to recover from the shock of this revelation. Yes, Drover, it's exactly the right answer. That was a trick question, and I used it to test the accuracy of your story. It seems that you passed, much to my amazement.
So now you believe in Madagascar?
Logic is our light in the darkness, Drover, and we must follow it wherever. Just then I heard a vehicle approaching headquarters. Ah, someone's coming. Back to work, son. Our little vacation is over. Let's wiggle ourselves out of here and regroup at the... I seem to be... It's pretty cramped in here, isn't it?
Not for me. I'll meet you outside.
He wiggled away, and I found myself staring into Jake's empty eyes. He spoke.
I don't like you. I'm going away. It's too crowded in Madagascar. Goodbye.
He wiggled his way towards the entrance.
Fine with me, bud. And now I'll just... Hey, Jake, hold up a second. I seem to be having a little...